Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome.
those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page. And I'm sorry, those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment, or just, you know, you can just call and say hello. I don't mind. I'd like for you guys to call in with any opinions you have, any topic you want to talk about, any comments you want to make, what have you. Today is Free Fall Friday, and the show is open to you. Now, if you guys do not call, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about, or the, you know, these next 30, 45 minutes or so is going to be, you know, just dead air. We don't want that, right? And today's sponsor of the show is CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, I just last night, I picked up a couple of new listeners, okay? I told them all about my show, and these guys were wondering, you know, what I talked about and this and that. And I told them to follow the show. Go on Facebook and friend the show and follow the show. And if you can, listen in to the show this morning, because I do a Free Fall Friday, and all the lines are open for you guys to call in and talk about whatever you want. Now, I believe those listeners on the well, not up on the show, but I believe those listeners are listening in to the show right now. There are, I mean, every day there are numbers that I don't recognize in my studio, but there are numbers that I don't recognize in the studio, and I believe that may be them. So, again, welcome to the show, and thank you guys for listening in. Now, today, let's see, our weather today is, it's nice in the ATL right now. It's 82 degrees. We're looking at a high of 96 today. Tomorrow, a chance of rain and 92. Sunday, chance of rain, 87. So, and then the holiday Monday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. I don't seem to be any rain on Monday, but a high of 87, I'm sorry. Excuse me. And so that's what we got with weather. And then today's word of the day is, let's see, here we go, affront. Affront. A-F-F-R-O-N-T. Affront. Affront is a verb, and it means, the first meaning is to insult, especially to the face, by behavior or language, an affront. Or the second part of that meaning is to cause offense to. Okay? And the second meaning is to face in defiance or confront. And number three is to appear directly before. All right? Or, you know, get in someone's face. you know, you've ever heard the term front? You know, don't con. I'm sorry, not front, but confront. You know, like a confrontation. And I think that confrontation comes from a front, or vice versa. A front comes from confrontation, because it says to appear directly before. And when you confront someone, okay, then you appear directly before them. You confront them. You know, someone been talking about you, you get in their face and say, hey, you know, I heard you've been saying this and that and this and that about me. You're confronting them. Or you're being confrontational with them. So that's a great word, affront. Affront, okay? And I know some people who are like that. And that's just their personality. That's just the way they are. But, you know, you have to understand people and deal with them. Okay? So 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I would like for someone to call in and talk to me. You know, maybe call and, even if you just want to call in and say hello, that's fine as well. I understand that a lot of people say, you know, I ask people all the time, hey, why don't you call in on the show? I see you listen all the time. I see your phone number there, but you don't press the number one and talk on the show. Why not? I'm not some kind of big bad wolf or anything like that. And a lot of people say, well, I'm afraid to talk in front of people. Well, it's just you and I talk. Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting at home right now or in your car or whatever, you're not in front of a lot of people. It's just you and the people around you, I guess. If you're riding in your car or if you're at home with no one around you, it's just you. And you're on the phone talking to me. So call into the show. You know, disregard if there are other people listening. They're not going to comment on what you're saying. Just, you know, just talk to me. All right? Again, 818-301-5834. Now, on yesterday, I did a show that I titled Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday it was a great show. I played all the songs of a lot of the songs from way back when you know, I wouldn't say way back when, I'm trying to date myself, but I would say back when we were younger, and we, you know, did these parties. We did these house parties, and, you know, they were some banging house parties. And because of that, and because you don't hear that music anymore, I just wanted to kind of put it out there. And give you guys a taste of what we used to listen to, because you don't hear that anymore. You know, it's especially the younger kids. You know, you guys don't hear, you know, good music anymore at all. I mean, you listen to all this bingy bingy boom bing bing boom, and all this stuff that, you know, you can't understand what, you know, what they're saying. You really can't. You just don't understand what they're saying. And, you know, I was looking at Steve Harvey he does a awards show-like thing or I don't know if you call it a show, but it's an award ceremony. And he called it the Hoodie Awards. Well, he's named it something else now, but it used to be called the Hoodie Awards. And it's that you can you know, nominate someone from your area or your hood, so to speak, to receive an award. And during the show, you guys may know Tamela Mann. She's actually married to I don't know his actual name, but I always call him Mr. Brown in all the Madea movies and stuff like that. And Tamela Mann, she's in these Madea movies as well, and she does a lot of theater with Madea, Tyler Perry, stage stuff. And she can flat out sing. I mean, she's very talented woman. She has a hit record, a hit single called Take Me to the King. And she was at the Steve Harvey Hoodie Award, sitting in the front row, her and Mr. Brown. And she, you know, they just off the whim gave her the microphone, and she went to singing. She stood up in front of the crowd, and she went to singing. She sang Take Me to the King. And after she finished, Steve Harvey, while she was singing, picture this. Steve Harvey was on stage, and she was down below stage in the front row. She just got up from her seat and turned around to the crowd and started singing with the microphone. So Steve Harvey up on stage, so he walking back and forth, and he just throwing his hand, and he just got his hands on his hips. And he's standing there, and he folds his arms and put his hand on his mouth, and he's like, oh, man, she's killing it. And he let her go on through and sing the whole thing. Finished and gave them the mic back, and she sat down. And he was like, you know, let me tell y'all something. You don't hear singing like that anymore. I mean, she sounds just like her record. She sounds just like her recording. You know, now these guys, you go to a concert from some of these rappers or some of these, you know, new age singers now, and they sound horrible. They don't sound anything like, you know, their recording. And that's sad. But that's just, you know, the way it is now. You know, that's just the way it is now. And you just don't get that kind of music now. And the reason I say that is because what I did on yesterday was, you know, something that was the same way. I played some songs that you just don't get. You just don't get that stuff now. You know, these guys got all these beats and stuff on the computer, and they just stream together and this and that. I mean, I do it too. They just stream together, and then they lay some rap or vocals on top of it, and they got a song. But, you know, back in the day, they had a band. You know, you had a guy back here playing the bass, a guy playing the lead guitar, a guy playing the drums, a guy on the keyboards, guy singing, and then you got, you know, three nice-looking women behind you that are your, you call them, what, backup singers. And they can get down. So, you know, you just don't get that anymore. Everyone wants to make all the money. They don't want to share any money with other people. And that's the way things are today, you know. And it's sad because I believe, and I say this all the time, if some of the new guys, some of the new rappers and stuff like that, if they would go to the older generation of singers and bands and stuff like that and did samples of their music, which is, you know, being able to use their music and get with them, use their music, put your, you know, hip-hop or rap lyrics on top of their music, I mean, that's a win-win situation. That means that the older group, they're gonna get paid, they're gonna get royalties, and you're gonna get royalties because you did the, you know, you laid down the hip hop, you laid down the rap on top of their music, so everybody can get paid. Okay, and you help some of the older generation guys who are, you know, not doing it anymore. They may be doing it, but not on a bigger scale as they used to do it. And, you know, keep putting money in their pocket while you're putting money in yours. I mean, that's what I'd do. If I had the gift of rap or hip-hop or whatever you want to call it, that's what I'd do. I'd be calling somebody up all the time trying to figure out how I could get involved in that. Because you're going to have younger people listening, and you're going to have the older people listening that, you know, have heard that music. And then you're going to have the younger people listening because, you know, they got, you know, who? Lil Wayne, you know, what's the crazy dude name? The guy on the TV, Soulja Boy. You got people like that, you know, that the younger people like, and then you got the older crowd who's going to grab a hold of that music and be like, man, I remember that song from back in the day when we were in high school or whatever, okay? So that's what I think. That yesterday I had a deep, deep show that, you know, took you guys back a little bit and had you thinking about the old school. Actually, one of my friends that I grew up with in the neighborhood called me up and said, man, you laid it down. So I got such great feedback from yesterday and Throwback Thursday. That's what I'm going to do on next Thursday as well. Do a Throwback Thursday. And I'm going to have some more of the old school, okay? I may mix in a little new school every now and then here and there, but it's going to be 90% old school beating music, okay? Old school, you know, the good stuff. And so that's what's going to happen. But let's see. This weekend, I guess if the weather holds up, I'll be cooking all weekend, I'm sure. I'm, you know, having some friends over and having my sisters over. And we're doing the family type thing, and I'm going to have some of my friends over, and we're going to have a good time. I can't invite everybody to the house, but I am having some friends over this weekend. And next week, I'm not going to do a show on Monday. Monday is the holiday. I am going to do a show on Tuesday morning at 10:30, same time, same place. And Tuesday, I'm going to start my week with the theme of relationships, relationships between a mother and a daughter. It's going to be a relationship between a father and a son, relationship between a a mother and a son, and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to pop in on those different relationships, and that's going to be each day. Each day I'm going to have a different type of relationship that we're going to talk about. Again, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. And again, guys, it's Friday, and no one wanted to talk to me today. I'm going to cry as soon as I get off the show. I'm going to cry, okay? As soon as I get off the show, I'm going to cry because none of my listeners, and I probably have 30 people, I see about 30 numbers up on my switchboard, and no one, you don't have to talk to me. Just come on the air and say what you want to say. I mean, it's disappointing to me that you guys won't talk to me. Okay? So think about that. I'm going to cry as soon as I'm tearing up right now. And I don't want to cry on the air. But I'm just tearing up right now, but you guys won't talk to me. You know, been asking if somebody would call into the show and talk about whatever you want. Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834. And again, I couldn't get anyone to call into the show and talk to me or talk about what they wanted. So I'm going to cry as soon as I get off the air. Okay? And that's what I'm crying about. Because no one would call into the show and talk. Okay? And again, let's see. I'm going to close the show here in just a minute. But I want to grab something that I can play. Let's try this. So, again, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Don't drink too much. Now, I know when I did a show about drinking, and I told you guys, if you're going to drink, have a drink and drink a bottle of water in between drinks, okay? They say that the liver can only filter about one cocktail an hour. So give your body time to filter that cocktail before you get into another one. All right? So you have a drink, drink your bottle of water, and then a little while later, you can go back and get you another. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys on Tuesday morning. All right? See you.